Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
John Pain in the glory. We're going to come from Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. And Matthew chapter 7, and verse 13, and it reads, it said, go in through the narrow gate, because broad and spacious is the road leading off into destruction. And many are the ones that are going through it. And verse 14, whereas narrow is the gate and cramped the road leading off into life, and few are the ones that find it. Discipline could not be forced upon you. It must be developed. Each time we say, I can't, we dim our own inner light. So when you realize your own power and stop borrowing light from others, you will have reached the perfect state of self-realization. If we can't stop visiting the dark places in our life where the pain seems to drag us back to believe we don't have dreams or aspirations to compel us to let go of the hurt, what's holding us hostage in our mind. See, we don't have fears. The only fears we have are those been implanted from someone else's pain as we growing up. See, you cannot forget your pain or bury what unpleasant. When we are not ready to face a situation, or if we believe it is unimportant, we put it out of our mind. When you are stressed or pressured, you're likely to forget it. See, I discovered diversification hosts my pain that shield me from reaching my dreams. Whether you are acknowledging something you have resisted or confronted, you have avoided or healing something that once hurt you. It doesn't have to be hard. The only thing that will make the experience more painful and more difficult than it need to be are the things you tell yourself about going through the experiences. See, surely by now, you know that everything happened for a reason. I would like to tell you about this story called The Bridge. Once there was a man who had a son that he loved it very much. The man worked as a bridge master for the railroad. For those who don't know what a bridge master do, let me explain. This man's job was to operate train tracks that allow the train to pass safely over the track. Also, the track is made in with the bridge. So when the boat go under the bridge, the bridge master has to let the train track up so the boat don't hit the track. And this video shows the man and his son walking and playing along the train track, having a wonderful time. The man take a knee down by his son and point at the bridge and explain to him why his job is so important. The man would pick his little boy up and carry him in his arm, hugging him so tight that the little boy would be looking at the people on the train, and his father walking, holding him with so much love. This video showed clips of people on the train with anger problems, some selfish, and others are lonely. It even showed a young lady doing drugs on the train. She was addicted to the needle. One day, a tragic mistake led to an unimaginable choice. Something happened to the bridge. It malfunctioned. So you had to go do something else when that happened. The man's son was playing and looking at the train coming, but the bridge was not being let down. So the boy yelled at his father. So the son was playing and looking at the train coming, but the bridge was not being let down. So the boy yelled at his father to let the bridge down. So the kid took off and tried to let the bridge down by pulling the lever down, what his father explained to him what would happen if he don't. So the man noticed the bridge was not letting down. And also, the train was coming. At that point in time, he noticed his son was trying to pull the switch to stop the train from crashing. But he fell into the hole. Now the father, watching all of this in the control room, he started to go and try to pull his son out the hole, but there was not enough time. Either the father killed the people on the train or let the bridge kill his only son to save the people on the train. Would you allow everyone on the train to die or pull the lever, allow your son to be crushed by the bridge or the saving of all? Small is the gate and narrow is the road that lead to life, and only few find it. Would you save your son? And you wouldn't have no regrets about the peoples on the train. Simple as that. As the man was in the control room looking at this take place, with fear and hate running through his veins and his heart was racing through his chest, the man pulled the lever and went to the floor with it because it required the sacrifice of the one most dear. Then the video flashed to all the peoples on the train, had a safe passage. All the people never knew what just took place. Only the drug-addicted girl noticed a man standing outside the train, crying and sobbing, out of control, like he just lost his mind. As she was still getting high on the train, for the first time, she seen somebody else's pain. The ego is the little self that desires to become self-filled and fulfill by the truth. Now, the video flashed to the future, where the man still looking at people get off and on the train. I don't know if the man still working there or just visiting where his son was killed. And the man noticed this woman walking towards him, carrying a baby in her arms. He noticed it was the same girl was looking at him as he was crying because the unimaginable choice he had to make. Also, the woman realized it was the same man was crying, sobbing, as she was passing by on the train, as he was still was getting high. Yet, the sacrifice of the one that brought assurance and hope for the future of all the souls on that train. Now, what a blessing it would have been to push the pause button, to have the ability to stop and to gather strength, or to wait until things have passed before turning a corner or moving forward. A pause in life's journey does not mean that nothing isn't happening. In reality, it is a divine opportunity to be present and to catch up with all that going on. Change doesn't have to be hard, and healing doesn't have to hurt. Often because we expect a situation to be challenging, stressful, or painful, we brace ourselves for the worst. The truth is we are equipped to go through anything. How we get through it is the result of what we tell ourselves about going through it. There are two ways to be fooled in life. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to accept what is true. See, a real man can ask for an opportunity to make it right. Let's say a thousand by teaching one how to love himself, so the cycle of generation curse could be cured with knowledge of self. You know, I love successful stories. The achievements doesn't last as long as the road one took to get there. So that is good you are able to reflect on your moments with such gratitude. See, the driving force behind corruption are greed and self-interest. And human governments lack both the will and concern to implement this type of educational program. You know, don't use your imperfection as an excuse to practice sin. You seem to notice only your weakness. And most youth struggle with uncertainties about their appearance and their ability as well as how they measure up to others. No, do you fall into that category? See, if so, you have plenty of company. See, even the thought that someone cares can lift your spirit. You know, make sure your friends bring out the real you, not a person that you created just to fit in. The realness will be rewarded. You know, bounce back from your mistake. Sometimes low self-esteem results when we compare your weakness to another person's strength. See, if you trip over a hurdle, it could be you trying to quit smoking or drinking as many do, while trying to give up smoking or drinking. Your situation is not hopeless. Simply get up and press on. See, falling down does not spell failure. Stand down is failure. So keep trying. Eventually, you will succeed. See, fear weakens in time and loses force. So avoid defeated thinking. Begin to disrupt any habits exceeding all expectations. See the impossible, it will become reality. But you must be able to adjust mentally and emotionally. And say to yourself, I have found true meaning in life. See, people who are honest may suffer the most. Acknowledge the effort to eliminate corruption of the heart. See, it starts at the top in the mind. Well, you must see the danger of wrong desires. See, only then you will refill the peace in the unstable place so you can be willing to live through the pain. The pain what was inflicted in your life could have been from your mother or your father mistreating you, as they was on drugs or alcohol, or being hurt in their own childhood. The same way how they treated you was the same way somebody treated them. So they only learned what was taught to them. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. Disappointment and pain allow fear to destroy your love. One reason is because we allow other people's pain to become your life. We accept the responsibility to live up to their weakness. You can't be two people at the same time, so you manifest their weakness as a strength, only to prove how desperately you are misguided. You know, stop trying to run away from yourself, because you cannot. You must monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Most of your pain is self-chosen. And we find a reason not to do something in our life because we don't believe in ourselves. See, the starting point to take back your control is to put back the love what somebody took out of you. And how you begin is by creating a relationship with your God. And forgive whoever was not understanding of your kind heart. See, the walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you. Until you step over into love, you will not be able to grow and prevail in confidence, because you heard his bitterness. See, that's what feeds your doubts. The question is, where do you want to be when it comes to your emotions? In the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? You know, avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine. Be determined, please God. See, if you doesn't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. See, you must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. See, God's kind heart was not unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. Only you can be displeased with your destination, and only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, God's spirit will pick you up and carry you until you are able to walk. Obviously, we jeopardize our greatness because we are afraid to step into our dreams and take on the voices we hear in our head. People saying, you can't do it, you're not good enough, and you don't belong here. Until you break up with doubts. See, strength does not come from you winning your struggle. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that's the strength. It's not the knockdowns that define us, but how many times you bounce back. What kind of name are you making for yourself? Analyze the detail of the obstacles, how you overcame them, how a new chapter to your life is being written. What will it say? What will be recorded in people's mind of your life? Become all things and break the oppressor's opinion of you. Stop letting someone else's opinion become your reality. And stop letting your greatness be cut short from someone else's pain. If we take time to be zealous and not jealous, we can have impact on people's lives. See, when death come and visit me and knock on my door, I would like to ask death to come in, to come on in and take a seat and let me tell him about the things that I added to life and the way I would like and the way I would live on. And he are there to try to rob me of my joy. But I'm going to switch the role play. I'm going to rob him of his joy. Let him know that I did a fine job in working what I installed in people, what I implanted in people's minds. And life will live forever. So it comes to a point in your life, you have to embrace something in life. And death is one of them. Like I said, when he knocked, I just want to be able to ask him to come on in and sit down for a spell. And let me tell him about the journey I had to go on through life. And tell him about my beginning, because he know my ending. And let me tell him a story. Things I did and things I done and things how I tried to help somebody in life. How I saw how life is precious in the eye of the beholder. So when that day come, I want somebody to say, "Low, show me how to live through his death." It's getting lonely sometime in life, out here fighting to achieve something in life, and no one there to help you. But in the process of life, we learn how to deal with the setbacks and the difficulties, try to stop us from reaching our goals, and how to live a better life or have a balanced view on life. Those are some of the things I want to tell them. I want to know what kind of name you're making for yourself. What story are you going to tell them? Ooh, I didn't get the chance to do anything. See, I want to sit down and embrace him and say my purpose is not to get the best from this world, but to give my best to this world. So do what you can not to die with your greatness inside of you. See, the glory and the pain of the narrow is the gate, and cramped is the road that leading off into life, and few are the ones defining it. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You'll listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
It is the greater that is on the inside of you, the power to
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. The topic of the show was the pain and the glory. If there anybody out there that is on the line would like to add on something to the topic what I talked about or share your experience of your life journey, your line is open. State your name and where you calling in from.
John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello. Hey,
hello.
Hey, my name is Ricky, and I'm from Albany, Georgia. Hey, how you doing, John? Hey, before I expound on the topic of the night, I want to thank you and your radio station and your producers for allowing you to be a voice in our community. My life experience has shown me that opportunities such as what you are taking advantage of is very well needed in our own community. And if I'm allowed to say in our Black community, that's our primary interest. That's my primary interest right now in life. And to tell you why that is, other cultures have their voice. They have their own people that take advantage of the airways that they look up to. Fox radio station is one on Fox television station. They have their own audience because their audience have the same interests that Fox have and that certain political parties have. Their audience have that interest. Well, we in our community, we have our own interests and concerns. And one of which is the topic that you spoke on tonight, and that's the holding on to the pains that we experience in life. And your radio station and you yourself, John, are creating some awareness on how to rid our life of this pain. It's like giving pain more glory than it deserves. That's like giving the devil more credit than he deserves.
That's so
you
true.
Know? Oh, yes, that is so true. And a lot of times it does come from the way we were brought up or the despair that our parents had to endure and that we had to witness through our early childhood. And as strange as it is, our life experiences and negative emotions have a tendency to cling to us like property. And in return, we kind of nurture that pain like it's ours forever, like it's mine. And that suffering that I have a tendency to take myself through, that's my suffering, and it's part of me. And at times, it's almost like that's who I am, and that's who I accept that who I am, and that's all I'm ever going to be. Well, as a friend once said to me, that's a lie sent from hell. And it's important that we come to understand that those negative emotions that we nurture, just like a farmer nurtures his crop, and like a person that loves gardening, he nurtures his garden. Well, when you nurture those negative emotions, they become realization to the individual. Now, that's not to say that it is real, but when they believe that it's real, that circumstance is real, my folks ain't gonna never be nobody, I didn't finish school, I was a drug addict, or I have felonies on my record and I can't get employed by a good job and things of that nature. Well, if a person come to believe that that's the end of this story, then he's doing himself a misjustice. It was something that you said, don't die with your greatness still inside you. You can't do that. We can't do that. We have to break the mold. And that's key. And the only reason I can say that, and I allow you, I appreciate you allowing me the time to express this, because I'm 59 years old, and only through God's grace, and how powerful that is somewhat unimaginable, how powerful God's grace is. But only through his grace, I'm able to stand here and say these things to where I am led by what I think is his spirit to convey this message to someone who may be listening. And that message is, don't believe the lie that's sent by the demons from hell. However you want to take that, that's up to you. The point is, when we believe that what somebody say to us is true, we have a choice, which is a gift from God. Let's not forget that now. God gave man the most ultimate gift in life, and that's the gift of making a choice. He didn't give that same choice. That's right. Ain't that right now? He didn't give that same choice to a dog or any other animal in the animal kingdom. And one thing about me, I can prove everything that I say. He didn't give that choice to a dog, because a dog will have a litter, and in due time, he'll be mating with his litter. The same children that a dog has had, he'll mate with him. He don't know, and that's by instinct. But man has a choice in life about which direction he's going to turn. Now, by God's grace, he has given me an opportunity to come and share on your airways about people having a choice on what they believe and what they don't believe. And in essence, learn to let go of the pain. Learn to surround yourself with people who have nothing for you but your best interests. When you got your own siblings that don't know how to encourage one another to do better, finish school, go back to school, keep trying to get a job, or stay with the job you got until you can get a better job. If you don't have that support system around you, then start all over in life. Cut your ties on the people that don't have your best interests at heart, and start making new friends. I tell my 20-year-old son, the best place to find those friends is probably a good place to start, without a doubt, is in church. Because, now, and that's not to say that church people are perfect, but they do have a common interest. And that common interest is to do better in life. And again, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to say these things. And I encourage some of your other callers to call in. You know, and I will be a regular caller if you all would allow me to be, because
Rick, I would love for you to call every Sunday. To call every Sunday, because I appreciate the insight what you're sharing to us. Mm-hmm. Your breakdown can be somebody's breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And like I say, you know, it's real encouraging to hear a person with your standards. To believe in our platform, what we got going on here, and I just want to say thank you for that.
Well, no, look, it's like this. Again, you can turn on the AM radio station, and other people have their megaphone that's been heard by Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. I'm just throwing a few names out there. And their audience believe in everything that they say as untrue as we know that it is. People have a tendency to want to tune into those stations. I encourage our people, men, women, young men, young women, to continue to tune in, because I promise you that on this radio station, from what I've heard in the past month or so, their issues will be invited to be talked about. Am I making a good assumption right there, John?
Yeah, you like I say, God sent you this way to enlighten me, to keep me motivated and keep pushing me to keep reaching out there for those ones out there. We want to reach just more than one. We want to reach a lot of them.
Ain't never.
And with a person, with the things you said and the encouragement that you give to this radio station, I believe that we will reach a lot out there. And I pray that you keep calling in and helping us to spread the news and to give insight to the young people's of. And that's one thing that I had to learn is how to deal with the setbacks that came into my life. And I just want to say that it's an ever-learning thing that you got to do. And you got to learn how to let go of a lot of things in your life. We encounter a lot of things, but I love the point what you made. You know, you don't have to accept your reality. You don't have to accept those lies what the devil have told you. Yeah. All of them is lies. Mm-hmm. You got to surround yourself around positive people so that you can be able to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, the richest place in the world is the graveyard, because everybody don't die with their greatness within them. Mm-hmm. They haven't stepped into there yet.
Mm-hmm.
They had dreams and goals, ideals and books and things that they haven't unleashed yet.
Ain't that right?
And with a person like encouraging young people like yourself, and I can see that your heart is in there, is on the right path to help people that want to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key thing in the society right now. You got to want to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, tonight is a very powerful caller on the line, Mr. Rick. I just want to thank you for being here for Hip Hop National and the Ministry of Motivation to encourage us to keep doing what we're doing. And I just want to thank God for allowing you to be on this line tonight.
Well, thank you, John, for having me. And I will be listening on the regular, and I will definitely be calling in on every Sunday. And I want to encourage all your callers, just call in and speak what's on your mind. I got an idea or a notion that this radio station want to hear from you. They want to hear from you. And you know, we have a joint interest in our community. You know, the other societies have said to us before, you know, we understand that you want to expound on civil rights and things of that sort, but we got a big job to do in our own backyard. We got a big job to do in our own backyard, and it takes a platform like Hip Hop National Radio, because, you know, I'm an older guy, but I'm not an old fogey, and I understand music. I love hip hop. I do. I love hip hop. The only thing that I have found a disinterest in when our young people have a tendency to believe in the lyrics that they sing about, you know, and they take it to the extreme, and they have a difficulty in differentiating reality and fantasy, if you will.
Okay.
And so I think that but you know, if you can allow me to say we have a big job ahead, but I'm man enough to accept the challenge, and then you'll be hearing from me next Sunday, brother.
And I pray to Lord, I pray to God that keep that motivating spirit in you, to keep that fight alive. And because, mm-hmm. I take the journey not as a leader, but as a friend and a companion with everybody mm-hmm. out there, because I'm in the learning process of myself. You know, this is kind of new mm-hmm. to me. And what mm-hmm. I'm trying to do is reach out, and I want to hear their pain. Mm-hmm. I need to hear that pain so that we can, you know, we know what the problem is. We need to find a solution to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
That's
we
right.
need to start working on.
And a few good men can do it, I do believe.
It's going to have to start with the men.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem began at, is with the men.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have to stand up and be the men that God has is for us to be. And, mm-hmm. and it's another thing that Hip Hop Nation platform offer is that we offer a clean version of music to mm-hmm. the kids out there. Not mm-hmm. to use profanity. We promote that kind of music to the kids to have a message with mm-hmm. the music instead of motivate somebody, instead of disgrace people, inspire
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
into to break their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, we're going to do our best to reach many people that we can and help as many people that we can. But we have to hear from the young people so that we can begin to heal some of this pain in their life.
The healing process.
You know, yeah, and that's what we need to do. And like mm-hmm. I say, you know, I love all people, but I love mm-hmm. my people. I love my people.
I love my people.
I'm beginning to learn about my culture, to research more mm-hmm. about our roots. Because mm-hmm. I want to know, you know, my ancestors, what they've been through.
Yes,
and ooh, I'm not
boy.
Trying to promote hatred out there mm-hmm. against another race, but I'm just trying
not
to empower our backyard.
That's right.
Because, you know, we got to stop the crime against each other.
Mm. And they're right.
Start loving one another. And that basis that we want to promote out there.
Well, my brother, I'm with you.
Well, I'm glad that I have somebody like you willing mm-hmm. to stand up and fight on my side. And like I said, I'll do anything.
Well, like I said, I'm with you. But you know, one thing about it's not costing me a dime. And you know, when God has delivered, if this message goes to anybody that's listening, if God has delivered you from anything, then he did that for a reason. You can always ask. I can ask the reason. I mean, me as an individual, and I'll be brief. As an individual, it was nothing in my early life that I didn't do that everybody else did. But the only thing, the only difference is that God sought to have mercy on me and deliver me from my own addictions. He has shown me to be what a true man really is, and you know, I'm upholding my responsibilities in life. And to me, that has been so golden to be given another opportunity. That's not something I can just sit on and stick my chest out and put the S on my chest and say, yeah, I got 20 some odd years clean from crack cocaine and drinking heavy alcohol and three or four DUIs and stuff like that. God chose me and gave me another chance. All right. That being said, I recognize that. And so now, I have to understand that he did that for a reason. That's not something I can go home and just sit on and bask in the sun and die with and, you know, and hold it under my belt. I'm not going to do that. So
yeah.
Thank you again, John. And I'll be talking to you soon, my brother.
I mean, I also want to say that do not feel alone, my brother, about the things that you've been through in your past, because
mm-hmm.
right now I've been clean from drinking for about 21 years. I was a town drunk. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
I didn't, you know, I didn't bother nobody, but I only heard it myself.
Mm-hmm. Surely. Sure.
And I smoked the cigarettes, and I done a couple things in my life that I'm not proud of, but God delivered me from that, and He was speaking to me all the time about that, and I didn't want to let go of those things. I didn't want to let go of the control, and that's the problem that we have.
That's right.
Don't want to let go of the control in life. But we're going to have to let God take control of this vessel that we have. And right now, there's some things that people listen, and I got some stories that I can tell about me. In the club, passed out. And I helped contribute to some of the young kids in my neighborhood seeing me being a certain way in life. So now I'm trying to redeem myself.
Praise God.
To show them it's a better way. You doesn't have to go down this road.
That's why God is good.
I made the choice. I believe in what the devil was telling me. I was afraid to step into my greatness. I didn't have nobody to show me the direction that I need to go or willing to step up and say, young man or young brother, you're going down the wrong road. Sometime in life, it takes a person to put a light in a very dark place in your life. You got to stand up and take care about one another. And like I say, I've been there. I've been there. I've been through a lot of struggles in my life, and I don't put it out there like that.
Because if you did, you'll be glorifying it if you did, we don't glorify the pain.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't glorify.
That's right. Go ahead, brother. That's right.
But like I say, it's a battle. So don't you feel alone for some of the things that you've done early in your life. God was working with you. And look where he brought you to. And he needed you. And that's the same thing I was talking about, this bridge master that took place where he had to make a sacrifice with his son. To save somebody. God got things in the future. And certain people have to do certain things to make sure they take place. And sometimes you got to give something that's very dear to you. It could be anything, drinking, it can be alcohol, it can be females, it can be whatever. You got to let go of this because God got something that he needs you to do for them.
Okay.
To do for him. That is the purpose. And and like I say, the glory is in the pain. That's the bottom line. And some of us don't want to hurt. We have to hurt. So that the healing can start in our life, so we can let go all this pain.
Yes, sir.
But Mr. Rick, I just want to say, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I'm gonna hold
you
accountable for your words, what you spoke to me on this line.
Yes, sir.
Help me to fight this fight.
Well, sir, I tell you, just send chills through my body, then, and I am holding the opportunity for our voices to be heard. I do believe in my heart that there are listeners out there that's waiting. I mean, you know, once a black man, or once any man get the pass of the age 25, if he's fortunate enough to get the pass the age 25 and 28 and 30 years old, I think they're ready for a change in life. And you know, Life 101, praise God, glory be to God, is one of my specialties. So I'll be more than happy to call in on your show, sir.
Okay. Like I say, I'll be glad to accept your call. And like I say, tonight was a blessing just to grace you, just so that we can see, so that we can all see God's grace and mercy, what it have bestowed on both of us. And for all the ones out there that hear our voice and that need some mercy and grace, call into the show and participate. Help us to help somebody out there. That's what I want to take this show and turn it into, is to call us out there so that we can help them. Are we tired of talking about stars, what's taking place in their lives, and Housewives of Atlanta, all the new dresses they buy and purses and cars.
How about the common people, huh? John?
Hello, everybody. This is the resident DJ, Dr. Ray T. Looks like the host, John Lowe, he dropped off on the board, but I know he's going to be calling back in just a few seconds. But it's been one heck of a show tonight. And I'm also wanting to be here. I've been in the back of the cut listening to the beautiful sermon that John Lowe did. And to, I believe, to finish off where he left off before he dropped off was, you know, let's talk about something else to elevate the people, especially the young ones that are listening to this show. Let's elevate them. Let's show them that there's more to life. There's more to things out here than, like he was saying, that what, you know, what the Real Housewives are doing and the purses and the dresses and all this they're buying, because it says in the Bible, thou shalt not worship false idols. And I believe that's what they're doing when you're watching all that, thinking, oh, this person got the new this and the new shoes and a new purse. Why, you know, and I feel like I don't have it. You know, that person, that young lady out there is trying to get it and thinking that's going to be the end-all, be-all, and everybody's going to accept her. But that's not it. It's about the how you walk in life in the context of your character coming through. And that's what people's really going to care about, because things get old, time moves on, and people care about what's the new flavor of the day.
Amen to that.
I believe John Lowe has come back in. Let's see.
Hello, I'm back.
Yes, you are back. You dropped off for a second, but I got you. I got you, Mr. Lowe.
Okay. Yeah, the devil dropped in then. My call had lost.
Take you down.
Yeah, he tried to take me down, but I got somebody to stand up in my place, yo. I think it's coming back to the end of the show, and I think I need to end with a prayer. And I'm on. I would like to approach God's throne and petition God. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to keep helping us to keep fighting the good fight which you have installing us and motivate us to keep helping one another and learning from one another and keep pushing us till we get to the destination where you would love for us to be, to help each other and to grow in life. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody out there, have a great night and have a blessed night.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.